Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our mother, the Virgin Mary, explained in detail to her servant and Catholic priest all the symbols, representations, and other important information in the Book of Revelation related to the present times. The Book of Revelation, also called the Apocalypse of John, Revelation to John, or Revelation from Jesus Christ, is the final book of the New Testament. The Book of Revelation was written around 95 AD. This is part one. Teramo, Italy, May 6, 1989. The Virgin Mary explained this to Father Stefano Gobbi. The two wings of the great eagle. The Virgin Mary says, "My beloved children, on the first Saturday of this month of May, which you dedicate to me in a special way, you meet in kennicles of fraternity and prayer with your celestial mother. How much comfort you give my deep pain, how much joy you bring to my immaculate heart, because through you who have responded to me, the devotion to me is already flourishing throughout the church. In this way, I can exercise in these your times the great power that has been given me by the Holy Trinity to render harmless the attack that my adversary, the Red Dragon, has unleashed against me, vomiting from his mouth a river of waters to submerge me. The river of waters is formed by the set of all new theological doctrines that have tried to obscure the figure of your celestial mother, to deny my privileges, to redimension the devotion to me, to ridicule all my devotees. Because of these attacks by the Red Dragon, in these years, piety toward me has been diminishing in many faithful, and in some places, it has completely disappeared. But the two wings of the great eagle have come to the aid of your celestial mother. The great eagle is the word of God, especially the word contained in the gospel of my son Jesus. Among the four gospels, the eagle indicates Saint John because he flies higher than all, enters into the very heart of the Holy Trinity, strongly affirming the divinity, eternity, and consubstantiality of the Word and the divinity of Jesus Christ. The two wings of the eagle are the Word of God received, loved, and guarded with faith, and the Word of God lived with grace and charity. The two wings of faith and charity, that is, the Word of God received and lived by me, have allowed me to fly above the river of waters, of all the attacks directed against me, because they have manifested to the world my true greatness. Then I have sought my refuge in the desert in which I have established my habitual abode, is formed by the heart and soul of all those children who welcomed me, listened to me, entrust themselves completely to me, consecrate themselves to my Immaculate Heart. In the desert in which I find myself today, I work my greatest wonders. I work them in my heart and soul, that is, in the lives of all my little children. In this way, I lead them to follow me on the path of faith and charity, making them welcome, love, and guard the Word of God, and helping them to live it coherently and courageously every day. In silence and concealment, that is, in the desert in which I find myself, I work strongly so the children consecrated to me today believe in the gospel, allow themselves to be guided only by the wisdom of the gospel, always are a living testimony of the gospel. Here is the mission that I have prepared for the army that I have formed in all parts of the world, letting yourself be transported with me on the two wings of the great eagle, that is, of faith and charity, welcoming with love in these your times and living the only word of God. The great wonders that I perform today in the desert in which I find myself are to completely transform the lives of my little children, so they become courageous testimonies of faith and luminous examples of sanctity. In this way, in silence and in hiding, every day I prepare my great victory over the dragon with the triumph of my immaculate heart in the world. Sanctuary of Tindari, Sicily, Italy, May 14, 1989. The Virgin Mary explained this to Father Stefano Gobbi. The huge red dragon. The Virgin Mary says, "Beloved children, today you worship and invoke the Holy Spirit who descended at Pentecost on the apostles and the disciples, gathered with me in the upper room of Jerusalem. You continue to invoke him in these your times with confidence and perseverance, meeting with me in the many canticles of prayer that have already spread throughout the earth. Today I invite all the children of the church to gather in a perennial canticle of prayer with me, your celestial mother. I invite all bishops, priests, religious, and faithful. My Immaculate Heart is the place of this new spiritual and universal canticle. You must enter into it with your act of consecration, which entrusts you forever to me, so that I can unite my voice with yours in the invocation of the gift of a second Pentecost on the Church and on all humanity. Only the Spirit of the Lord can bring humanity back to the perfect glorification of God. Only the Spirit of the Lord can renew the Church with the splendor of His unity and His holiness. Only the Spirit of the Lord can overcome the power and victorious force of the enormous red dragon, which, in this your century, has been unleashed everywhere in a terrible way to seduce and deceive all humanity. The huge red dragon is the atheistic communism that has spread everywhere, the era of denial and stubborn rejection of God. The enormous red dragon, which presents itself with 10 horns, that is, with the power of its means of communication, to lead humanity to disobey the 10 commandments of God, and with 7 heads, on each of them there is a diadem, a sign of power and royalty. The crowned heads indicate the nations in which atheistic communism has established itself and dominates with the force of its ideological, political, and military power. The enormity of the dragon clearly manifests the vast expanse of land occupied by the uncontested rule of communist atheism. His color is red because it uses war and blood as instruments of his many conquests. The enormous red dragon in these years has managed to conquer humanity with the era of theoretical or practical atheism, which has already seduced all the nations of the earth. In this way, it has been possible to build a new civilization without God, materialistic, selfish, hedonistic, arid and cold, which carries within itself the germs of corruption and death. The enormous red dragon has a diabolical objective of subtracting all humanity from the dominion of God, from the glorification of the Holy Trinity, from the full performance of the design of the Father, who, through the Son, has created it for the glory of Him. The Lord hath clothed me with His light, and the Holy Spirit with His divine power. Thus I appear as a great sign in heaven, woman clothed with the Son, because I have the mission of subtracting humanity from the dominion of the enormous red dragon, and to lead all of it to the perfect glorification of the Holy Trinity. This is why I am forming the army of my smallest children in all parts of the world, and I ask them to consecrate themselves to my Immaculate Heart. In this way, I lead them to live only for the glory of God, through faith and charity, and I cultivate them myself, jealously in my heavenly garden. So every day I appear before the throne of my Lord in an act of deep adoration. I open the golden door of my Immaculate Heart, and I offer in my arms all these my little children, saying, Most Holy and Divine Trinity, at the moment of your universal denial, I present to you the homage of my maternal reparation through all these my little ones that every day I form for your greater glorification. In this way, even today, the Lord receives his perfect praise from the little ones and infants. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.